One of the more surprising findings in the 9/11 Commission report that was released this week was the relationship between al-Qaeda and Iran. The commissioner cited intelligence evidence that several of the 9/11 hijackers had passed through Iran without having their passport stamped. When Governor Thomas Kane presented the report this week, he addressed the issue.
There is no evidence whatsoever that Iran knew anything about the attack on 9/11, or certainly assisted it in any way whatsoever. We know of a relationship, how deep that relationship is, and we don't know if it exists to this day. That's going to require more research.
We thought we might begin some research ourselves. Jessica Stern is a lecturer in public policy at Harvard University and author of Terror in the Name of God, Why Religious Militants Kill. The commissioners say that for a decade before the 9/11 attack, Iranian operatives cooperated with al-Qaeda. In your research, have you seen evidence to support this claim?
Well, yes, actually, I have certainly heard of Iranian support of jihadi groups connected with al-Qaeda. I interviewed a number of Pakistani jihadi groups going back to early 1999, and one of the things that really astonished me was the support they claimed to be getting from Iran. They said they got, in some cases, as much financial support from Iran as they were getting from Saudi Arabia. They went to Iran on fundraising missions. And I think the most surprising thing I heard was from the head of one jihadi organization who told me that he, on occasion, borrowed operatives from Hamas and Hezbollah. And I asked him where he met these operatives, and he said he met them in Iran.
Explain for us, if you can, why Iran and al-Qaeda would work together. After all, al-Qaeda is a militantly fundamentalist Sunni group, while the Iranians are Shia Muslims.
Apparently, while al-Qaeda was in Sudan, there was a great effort to get past this anti-Shia stance and find a pragmatic way to cooperate against their common enemy, which is the West, and in particular the United States.
Reading the footnotes of the 9/11 commissioner's report, some of the evidence for the alleged links between Iran and al-Qaeda comes from the CIA and other intelligence sources. Given the devastating intelligence failures on Iraq, how solid do you think this evidence is?
It's difficult to say, of course, but I would also say that I have heard from my sources about links between Iran and al-Qaeda.
And can you tell us who those sources are?
One of those sources is bin Laden's official biographer, Hamid Mir. He's a Pakistani reporter who is very closely connected with jihadis all over the region, including in Iraq, where he has been finding that Hezbollah and al-Qaeda are working more and more closely together. Again, an instance of the two groups, Shia and Sunni, working together against a common enemy.
Jessica Stern is a lecturer in public policy at Harvard University. She is author of Terror in the Name of God, Why Religious Militants Kill. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
We turn now to Gary Sick, who is a senior research scholar at Columbia University and also an expert in Iran. We've heard from Jessica Stern what al-Qaeda gets out of its relationship with Iran and the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah. What does Iran stand to gain from that relationship?
I think Iran as a state not only gets nothing out of it, but it hurts Iran very badly. This is the kind of thing that has happened over and over in the last 25 years, where the Iranian government is trying to pursue one kind of a foreign policy, and you have a group of zealous revolutionary militants who are in the security services and who are untouchable because of their close connection with the senior leadership people.
And by the top leadership in Iran, you mean the clerics?
Basically, yes. The leader and his office and the people who made the revolution, who now dominate the elite structure of Iran.
What other support do we know about that Iran might have provided to al-Qaeda?
A lot of this is very circumstantial, but we do know that Iran did cooperate to some degree with al-Qaeda back in the old days, the early 90s, and they had meetings with them. Iran, particularly operating through Hezbollah in Lebanon, did operate training camps and did provide capacities for moving things from one country to another and tradecraft. Basically, how do you carry out a truck bombing, for instance? And this was something that al-Qaeda was very interested in.
Let me ask you about the al-Qaeda members who are known to be inside Iran, among them reportedly Osama bin Laden's son. Are they being held as prisoners or under house arrest? Or?
First of all, Iran has never identified who those people are. In my view, these people are, in fact, being held hostage, basically as trading cards that Iran can use to get the United States to release the Mujahideen al-Khalq, the Iranian opposition group that was operating under Saddam Hussein's control and support. Those people were captured when the United States invaded. The Americans have been reluctant to release them.
Gary Sick, as an Iran watcher, do you see that the Iranian government is in the least bit concerned that Iran will be next on the U.S. target list?
Iran is feeling rather comfortable right now. The United States has eliminated its number one enemy, the Taliban, in Afghanistan. We've eliminated their other number one enemy on the other side in Saddam Hussein. And the United States is bogged down in Iraq, not looking for another fight. And in the meantime, the conservative forces in Iran have consolidated their power over every aspect of the government. And they're feeling rather confident right now.
Gary Sick is a senior research scholar at Columbia University. He spoke with us from New York. Thanks very much.
It was a pleasure.